News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 11th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour.
This is a very sad day for my team and everyone here.
That is Dee Byrne, president of Palisades Tahoe, addressing the media. The Placer County Sheriff has released the name of the person killed in yesterday's avalanche at Palisades Tahoe, and he's from the North Bay. 66-year-old Kenneth Kidd, a resident of both Point Reyes and Truckee, was killed when the avalanche hit about 9:30 in the morning near the KT-22 chairlift. Another person sustained a leg injury. As of this morning, there are no reports of missing individuals. The debris field was 10 feet deep and stretched an estimated 150 feet across and 450 feet from top to bottom. Due to heavy overnight snow and the cleanup required, both Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows will delay their opening today. KT-22 will remain closed. Sonoma State University has decided to join the statewide CSU system strike starting on January 22nd, the first day that students are supposed to be back in class. Negotiators for the California Faculty Association broke off talks with the chancellor's negotiating team on Tuesday. An SSU spokesperson tells the Press Democrat that the campus will be open and operational with no classes planned to be canceled at this time during the five-day strike. Governor Newsom is announcing a $291 billion state spending plan with an estimated $38 billion deficit. That's a significantly lower budget deficit than the Legislative Analyst Office predicted in December. It figured the state would be $68 billion in the hole. And your forecast, cold early with a frost advisory, then sunny and cool with low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, more low 30s. Look for partly cloudy skies tomorrow with low 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Bavarian Tuning is your best local option for premium BMW and Mini service and maintenance. Your car requires unique care, and Billy Marr's Bavarian Tuning team knows these cars from bumper to bumper. Just ask Mary, one of our clients.
The Bavarian Tuning team has been taking care of my Mini for 5 years now, and they keep it in peak condition.
Bavarian Tuning, providing expert BMW and Mini repair services. 112 Commercial Court in Santa Rosa.
Say goodbye to those winter blues with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Freeze Your Bills cash giveaway. Join us every Saturday in January and February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win a share of $40,000 in cold, hard cash. Plus, things are heating up with 5 hot seat winners every half hour from 10 p.m. to midnight. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
2.7 The Wall. Well, after 8 o'clock, I'm Rick Michaels, and I got a whole laundry list of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. Hearts on the way in just a couple moments. Also, Survivor, John Mellencamp, and let's see, Eric Clapton, Aerosmith, the Steve Miller Band, Def Leppard, The Police, and Billy Joel. Plus, we're going to rewind the year 1978 as well. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you you. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Still showing signs of picking up a little bit, so let's get another update on the commute now from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Getting mighty crowded heading downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Wendy's. Northbound 101 coming out of Petaluma looks good over the grade. However, you will be hitting the brakes well before Todd Road, getting up to Baker, and more of the same from 12 to College. Plan on about 20 minutes now from East Washington through downtown. Southbound 101 leaving Petaluma for Marin County. You're at the limit getting into and through the Narrows, but it's the usual brake lights from Novato to San Rafael. 51 minutes now getting to the 580 interchange. Wendy's breakfast, 2 for $3 biggie bundles, lets you choose your perfect duo from your fave four, like a sausage or egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, or medium hot coffee. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation vary, not valid in a combo single item at regular price. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
The Wolf rewinds 1978. Liz Taylor is hospitalized with a chicken bone lodged in her throat. Punk rocker Sid Vicious is charged with the murder of his girlfriend with a butter knife. In Sonoma County, the first Women's History Week is celebrated. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1978.
Clapton right here, 102.7 The Wolf. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. You know, if you listen to The Wolf at Work, we'd love to hear from you. You can always text us your business name to 707-636-1027. We'll give you that proper shout-out, just like we do for the folks over at Brooks Road Dental Care in Windsor. Also, the Cabinet Outlet in Santa Rosa and Friedman's Home Improvement in Petaluma. Thanks for turning on 102.7 The Wolf.
And you don't recognize whatever.